Florida. Happy birthday to you and many, many, many more.
Thank you. Good morning, good morning, good morning. We are so happy. We are just so happy this morning. And Dr. PK, we wish you the best. Happy birthday again and again. Let us pray. Dear Lord, thank you for waking us up this beautiful morning. Oh, Father, we have joy of the Lord in our strength. Let us rejoice as the nation and people that have been blessed beyond that all that we could ask and conceive. Oh, Lord, never forget your benefits. Thank you for Dr. PK Robinson, her birthday. We appreciate her. We thank you for Dr. Weatherspoon also. We thank you for the Diaz de Leon family and Artist Life. Lord, we leave. We adore you. We thank you for allowing us to be here today. We thank you for the Reeman family. Lord, we pray for them that God loves them. Oh, he does. Thank you for speaking about the download of word this morning in the telecommunications sanctuary. We thank you. We bless you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. My name is Minister Cynthia Cox. I reside here in the Bronx. Dr. PK, have a blessed day and enjoy your birthday. Host, are you there?
I am here, Minister Cynthia. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Take it away. God bless you.
Praise God, praise God. Thank you so much, Minister Cynthia, for seating us and greeting us and for opening us up in prayer. And so, God morning, God morning, God morning to the Master's Call family. My name is Tiffany Lauderdale, and I reside in Inglewood, California. And I greet each and every single one of you with the warmest of kingdom greetings. And we say happy birthday to you, happy birthday to you, happy birthday, Dr. PK. Happy birthday, happy birthday, happy birthday to you. We give a shout out to Dr. PK and say happy, happy birthday. May God continue to bless you. She is one of our co-founders here on the Master's Call, along with Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, and they started this call back on October the 25th of 2010, where lives have been enriched, empowered, and enhanced as we begin our day here on the Master's Call. So this is a day of celebration, and we definitely give honor and praise to God as we begin another day here on the Master's Call. And so we have a website for our call, and we invite each one of you to go to www.themasterscall.net, www.themasterscall.net. You will see all of our messages have been archived from the inception of our call. You'll also see information about our speakers and just information that will keep you rooted throughout the week. We also have an email address. So if you have been sitting here, you've been feasting at the table, and you feel like God is purging you and positioning you for something new, then we invite you to be a part of the Master's Call team. There's opportunities here for you to host, as I am doing right now, or you may want to be a greeter like Minister Cynthia so graciously did before handing the call over to me. Well, what you can do is send us an email to info@themasterscall.net, info@themasterscall.net. And our prayer journal, Minister Brenda Henry Terrell, or our mother eagle, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, will respond to you. The scripture that we stand on this call can be found in Psalm 88:13, which reads, "But to thee I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before thee." And so each and every day we have the opportunity to pray to God. We ask God to bless us in a special way, to continue to keep us. And also we lift up Artist Life. And Artist Life is a phenomenal health and wellness company that started back 26 years ago. And that is the thread that brought most of us here together here on the Master's Call. And so if you are not familiar with what Artist Life is and how that appointment can change your life, then I ask you to get back with the person who invited you to this call, and they will be more than glad to share with you how an appointment with Artist Life can change your life, but only if you let it. And so I know today is a special day, and I'm just going to ask if one of our co-founders, Dr. Vanessa, would come to the line right now and just give me the format of how this call is going to go before I bring on our speaker for the day. Dr. Vanessa, are you out there?
You know I am. Good morning, good morning, good morning, TMC family. And as Minister Tiffany has said, this is a very special day for us, and we have a very special lady on the line today who's had a lot of special things happen to her in her life in the last couple of months, but we are just honored and blessed that Dr. P.K. Roberts' birthday is today. So what we're going to do, of course, call just a little different. I'm going to minister just a few minutes, and then we're going to open up the queue and allow you all to make brief comments. That means when you hear my hearty amen, that means bring it on in so that she can feel the love today. We do love Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton so much. We're so excited for this season of her life, and God has brought her through with health challenges and all other kind of challenges, but she's standing strong, full of the joy of the Lord, able to celebrate another day of life. And so this morning, this day, we are honored, we are humbled to celebrate the woman of God. I'm looking for our guest speaker, so I guess I'll keep speaking briefly, and then we'll open up the queue and then have you all show your love. I'm going to talk just a few minutes, and thank you, Minister Tiffany, about blessed to be a blessing, that we're blessed to be a blessing. And so many of us, we take our blessings, small and large, for granted. Blessed to be a blessing. Well, first, what does it mean when we even use the word blessed? The English-speaking church chose to use the word blessed as a translation for the Greek word eulogiotos. Don't you worry about it. And out of the root word of that really came the word eulogy. We all know about eulogy, and that means good, and the L-O-G-Y means the law, so it's the meaning, the study of the good word, or the study of, you know, L-O-G-Y is the study of anything, be it sociology, biology, theology, the study of God. When we have a funeral, we're telling the good things about a person's life. Well, we're excited because when we're blessed, when we understand the reason God blesses us, so that we'll be the vessel, so that we'll be the conduit, so we'll be the transfer to transfer the goodness that comes to us onto others. It's not about just us four and no more. It's to share. The gift God gives you and I is to be a present to others. So we're asking all of us to make sure every day that when we say thank you, Lord, when we realize the areas that we're blessed, which is just to have health and strength and a mind that's focused on God, that we turn around and ask God, now how am I to be your blessing? How am I to be your minister in the marketplace? How am I to be an encourager to others, to help others be all that they're called to be, because I am that person that's pushing them, like you all love to say, Mother Eagle pushes you out of the nest. Or if I've been blessed, if I've been trained, if I've been poured into, then it's up to me to turn around and pour into others. When you have a gift, when you have a talent, many of us, we have to repent first because we set on talents all through our lives. We've been given gifts to sing, and we haven't sang for the glory of God. We haven't blessed others and helped them enter into that place of worship and into that place of peace by just singing. A lot of times it's not how well you sing in tune or in key, but you're blessed with an anointing that destroys the yoke. Some of us are blessed administrators. We can walk in a room and we can bring order to a situation. Some of us are blessed encouragers. that we always will find the positive out of whatever a situation is. It could be toe up from the flow up, but when we come in, we find a way to build it up back to a place that glorifies others. Our honoree of today is a board evangelist, an encourager, gets everybody up and at them. When you come around her, there's high energy, never a dull moment. That's a gift for some of us who need to be shaken out of our state where we slumped into feeling low, or that spirit of depression may be coming at us. That's why I think that term for her is so important, that three-letter word, joy, that the joy of the Lord becomes our strength. When we're blessed by God, and all of us are, because this morning you were blessed to open your eyes. Many people did not open their eyes this morning who laid down last night. That's a blessing. And when we want to forget the little things, we have to sometimes start there as we work toward the big things of being a blessing. Many times we were raised and been around churches where we used to sing that song, "This Little Light of Mine, I'm going to Let It Shine." As believers, you don't put that blessing, that gift, that light under a bushel. You pull it out and let it shine and let it encourage others that, God, I am your living epistle. I am a story that's written upon the tablets of my heart to share with others. I am going to give my testimony because I walked through this test and you blessed me to come to the other side. And I need to share that blessing with others. It's important to remember that no matter what it looks like, no matter what it feels like, you and I are blessed by God to be a blessing, to be a conduit, to be a voice that wants to bless others. We are blessed to be a blessing in all of the lives around us. For the word love, God gave me years ago, live overcoming victoriously every day. See, when we're blessed, we understand that we serve agape love to others every day, living with an overcoming attitude. How do you do that, Dr. V? You remember Revelations 12:11, and you announce and pronounce to the heavens every day, I am an overcomer. How? By the blood of the Lamb and the word of my testimony. See, in that love, we want to live and look for opportunities to serve, to show the agape love of Christ. When you're blessed, you want to lead others and show them the way to the good news, to the good news. When you're loving because you're blessed, you're open and obedient for God to take you and order your steps to places who you're an answer to someone's prayer. This morning, some people got on this call this morning and were like, oh, let me call in. And they heard the energy and the shout outs and they feel the love, the anointing. And their countenance has changed. Why? Because in the presence of God, our Psalm 16:11 says there's fullness and that three-letter word, joy. So this morning, we're blessed to be a blessing. This morning, choose to see the glass half full and not half empty. I'm half full, and I know, Daddy God, you're going to fill up the rest. Oh, Daddy God, I thank you today. You're going to order my steps, so you're going to encourage yourself and speak the blessings of God. You're going to activate the atmosphere and align the heavens with what does the word say about me, that I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Why? Because I'm blessed to be a blessing. So today, as we are blessed to be a blessing, when we are loving on folks, see, when we're looking for opportunities to lead others to Christ and we're open and optimistic in our ways, then we become victorious, not victims. Because even when the fiery darts of the enemy are hurled at us, we're going to put up that shield of faith and say, devil, sorry, I'm covered by the blood of Jesus. When we're victorious in Christ, we see ourselves as winners and not always whining, because the victorious attitude makes you sit up straight so that Holy Ghost inside of you, that 1 John 4:4 reminds you, greater is he that's in me, that he that's in the world. Why? Because I'm blessed to be a blessing. And the E is I'm equipped with the love of God. I'm equipped everywhere I go to shine the light, to let others know I'm the king's kid. I'm my daddy. You can't outdo my daddy, God. He's the awesome one. And so today, as we're blessed to be a blessing, we got to share that blessing with others. And one of the things of artists is we share because we care. We share our awesome products. We share helping one another build our business. We share speaking the truth in love so that we're stronger, better, and more empowered people as we spend time first with God, then one with another. So today, get that nugget in your heart that you're blessed to be a blessing, and you choose to be a light and a blessing to others. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Well, I trust you. And what we're going to do right now is transition for a little while, and I'm opening up the queue so that you can hit star 6 and then 1, because we have one of the blessings in our life, our birthday girl, Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton, on the line. And we want you all to come into the queue, hit star 6 and then 1, and give a quick shout-out and let her know what's blessed you about her on her day. All right, we're going to start with us. And remember, folks, quick words. 8658. Good morning. Tell us who you are. Where are you calling from?
Good morning. This is my husband, Lester W. Patton, wishing my wife a beautiful, beautiful happy birthday, a lady of God, from her husband. Have a beautiful and a wonderful day, and I am much, much in love with you. May God bless you, baby.
All right, we can take it to the house right there. Amen. It's so good to hear your voice, and that was so God for you to start us off. Thank you, man of God, the Mr. Lester Patton, who has made so much joy coming to her life. All right, we're going to keep it moving. Come on.
Do I say something?
No, you cannot. You'll get your turn to say everything at the end, because if I let you in now, we won't get everybody on. That's all right. You got all day to tell him thank you. All right, come on, Miss Charlie Mae Lewis from Cedar Hill, Texas. Good morning.
Good morning, good morning, and happy, happy birthday to Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton. You are such an inspiration to us on this call. We do appreciate it, and I pray that your day is filled with nothing but love and happiness, and that God blesses you with many, many more years to be Mrs. Patton.
All righty. We're going to keep it moving. All right, come on, Silver Fox. Thank you, Miss Charlie.
Well, good morning, and happy, happy, happy blessed birthday to you, Pastor PK. And you are blessed to be a blessing, because you have truly been a blessing in my life. And because you so honored God and followed his leadership, you brought me, this call was instrumental in bringing me back to Christ, and I shall be forever grateful to you and Pastor Vanessa. So happy, happy birthday. Be blessed today, and may God honor all of your requests. I love you.
Amen. All right, we're going to keep it moving. 2248, good morning. Tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Good morning. My name is Brenda Robinson, and I am from Pennsylvania. And I just want to say happy birthday to Dr. PK. When I think of her, I think of Luke 6, verse 38, give and it will be given to you. A good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. That's what she was in my life to me and still is today. So happy birthday, Dr. PK Patton. God bless you, and I wish you many, many more.
Amen. So good to hear from you, B-Rob. All righty. We're going to head up to Brooklyn. Good morning, Miss Ada Grace. Come on.
Good morning. Happy birthday, Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton. obedience is better than sacrifice. When God told you to go back to Mississippi, he knew what he had there for you. I wish you all the happiness, all the love, and just enjoy your day today. Enjoy this awesome season, this super fantastic season. Me and Doug send lots of love and hugs and kisses your way. Mwah! Love you, Dr. PK.
Hey, I had to clear the queue. The queue filled up. So anybody else, if you want to hit star 6 and come on in the queue, we're just shedding and showing love this morning. All right, Minister Kai Brown from Norcross, Georgia. Good morning. Come on on.
Good morning, Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton. And I just want to say I love you, I love you, I love you. And have a super fantastic happy birthday. Happy birthday, Mama P.K.
All righty. We're going to keep it moving. 1404, tell us your name and where you're calling from. Good morning.
Good morning. My name is Shirley Ruth. I am Dr. P.K. Roberts' cousin. And I would like to wish her a happy birthday and many, many, many more. And I would like to let you guys know that she is a blessing in my life because I have lost all my siblings. And she is my sister, my mother, my cousin, my leader, my everything. And I want to say that we're going to have today. Thank you. Hey, Robert. Have a great day, sister.
All righty. Thank you, thank you, thank you. All right, let's keep it moving. 3869, good morning. Tell us your name and where you're calling from.
This is Brother Larry Williams from Decatur, Georgia, calling just to say happy birthday to P.K. Roberts-Patton. She is truly a sister that I've never had, and she certainly has been an inspiration because of the faith walk that she has led before. Happy birthday, P.K.
All righty. Amen. Thank you, sir. Well, all right, here's your other child from East Orange, New Jersey. Good morning, King Reggie.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Can you hear me?
Loud and clear, man of God.
Happy birthday, Mother P.K. Patton. How you doing? Enjoy this day. Enjoy this day that our Father God has given you because you are truly, truly blessed. You are truly, truly loved. You know how we feel about you. So this is for you.
All right.
Happy birthday, Mother P.K. Happy birthday, Mother P.K. Happy birthday, my Mother P.K. Patton. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Mother P.K. Enjoy this day.
All right. Now, we know we're shouting out with the Hammond B3. Thank you. You and Miss Tiffany, we had our bookends birthdays. Love you so much and appreciate you, Brother Reggie. All right. Come on, Miss Sharon, our mystical of praise. Good morning.
Good morning. That was a note for early in the morning.
I know.
Hey, yes, he did. That was wonderful. But this is Kenneth and Sharon Stiers, and we just wanted to say happy birthday, Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton.
Oh, that's beautiful. Oh, I'm sorry. Were you saying something else, Ken? Okay, thank you. I'm going to have to clear the queue again. One else, if you want to hit star 6, and then, oh, okay, I see our prayer general is on the line. Good morning. I understand y'all had a lovely time, I was told yesterday. Good morning, Minister Brenda Terrell.
Good morning. Good morning, Dr. V, and thank you. Good morning, and happy birthday, Dr. PK. Yes, we did have a fabulous time yesterday. I love and appreciate you, and I tell you, this woman definitely can change the atmosphere in a room. Just in a meeting room, she stood up, and I'm telling you, the whole atmosphere changed. That's what she does. I love and appreciate you. Thank you for being who you are in Christ Jesus. Happy, happy birthday, Dr. P.K. Patton.
All righty. Come on, Miss Boogie Down Bronx. We see you. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you, Dr. V. And Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton, the gift of happiness. I love you. I adore you because you, the one put me on TMZ call, you and Dr. V. I am so thankful. And God bless you and have an awesome day. And thank you, my upline, Mr. Richard Flanagan, for that nice music this morning. God bless you and enjoy your day.
All righty. We're going to keep it moving and head out to Motown. Good morning. We so, so blessed by you yesterday. Come on, Pastor Everett. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. God bless you. Praise God. Happy birthday, Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton. My mind goes back down memory lane when you came to, actually met in Detroit, and you blessed us at the Mount Zion Missionary Baptist Church where I served as the first assistant to the pastor at that time. And you blessed us in dance and with the word. In fact, I got it in my hand right now, a book by Dr. P.K. Roberts at that time, Dancing for God After 50. Come on, somebody. So keep on dancing. Give God the glory for another year of blessing. Be blessed.
All righty. We got two more, and then we're going to let you briefly say something, woman of God. Come on, Miss Chicago. Good morning. Good morning, Minister Wanda.
Good morning, Pastor V. And good morning, Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton. I would sing, but my manager is here, so I'm just going to say it. Happy birthday to you. You are a blessing to me. The joy that you have, those dimples are just so pretty, and you have such a beautiful smile. So you have your better half that started it off, and y'all gonna finish it. But we just saying enjoy your day today. Let the people celebrate you. You deserve it. God bless you with many more.
All righty, and our last one for today before we let our honorees speak, 00457. Good morning, good morning. Give us your name and where you're calling from.
Doug Grace from NYC, the Brooklyn, BK, baby, baby.
Good morning, Doug. You want to say happy birthday?
Most definitely like to say happy birthday to Mother Eagle of all eagles, my dear friend, Mother Dr. P.K. Patton. I am so blessed that the Lord has given you another year of life and wisdom and leadership. I thank you for your contributions to myself and to my wife and to Ergo Productions. I'm not sure if you're going to be in the New York City area this weekend, but we will have our third annual Abraham Day experience. But for the most part, I want you to enjoy your day with your beloved and to always keep in mind that the one thing that God gave you is life to live, not to exist. So I am very happy and humbled to know you, to have met you, to have dined with you, and to love you. So God bless you on your birthday today.
All right. Thank you, sir. Okay, you slid under the wire. Come on, McQueen. Good morning.
I couldn't go miss without saying happy birthday to Mommy. Happy birthday, Mommy Patton. Enjoy your day. Reggie already did the singing, so I'm not going to go there. But happy birthday. Enjoy your day.
All right. Thank you so much. All right, Dr. P.K., in the last minute, we're going to let you come on and definitely greet the people. And again, you know I absolutely love you. You are truly my sister in the Lord. And Mother Josie is so knocked out. I would wake her up, but she'll holler at you later. So we love you. And give shout out to the people. And let me unmute you. Okay,
indeed, the joy of the Lord is my strength. And I thank him so, so much for this day that he has given me to live
and not exist and just survive, as my dear brother and son, Doug Gregg, has said. You all have me so choked up. I'm really, really struggling not to just bust out crying right now. You all, I love you so, so much. I just wrote each of your names down as you were coming through, and you all know that I must just first start out by thanking God for Pastor Vanessa, who said yes to God almost seven years ago when we decided to do this call, and how she has diligently kept it going when I've been up, down, out, or whatever. She has been in here, never wavering, totally committed, and I thank God for you, my dear sister. You will never, ever know how much I love and appreciate the fact that you are here to pray and preach us through. And the message you gave this morning was so, so appropriate on love and the fact that I do live overcoming victories equipped by God. I could not do and love God's people without that. And I am looking at the time, and my time is all out. But I just cannot leave without thanking God for I thank God for each and every one of you. I would like to just go by name, but I cannot go name by name. However, I've got to acknowledge the fact that God has blessed me with such a wonderful, wonderful husband who absolutely shows me that he loves me, and that, he just opened this call up. He is in the house up in Clinton this morning, and I'm in our home down on Joy Drive, so that's why we are on different lines in different places. He's working to close everything up so that we can get up to Atlanta for the rest of my birthday and celebrate it with people that I love, my Atlanta family there. I'm getting Pastor V, I don't know why or what is going on, but I'm getting several people texting in saying that I'm on the line, but they can't hear me. I'm on the line trying to get through. I have Bishop Ernest.
We have one or two more in the queue, but we really got to go. That's why I'm letting, and I'll let them get with you later. Okay.
That I'm online, but the system number 6 did not allow me into the system. But bless your bones, that was Bishop, and then I had Deborah, a few more. But I thank God for each and every one of you, and all of your replies and all of your comments this morning. You have truly started my day off the way I think each and every one of us should start our day off, and that is on the prayer call with the Master's call family each and every morning, Monday through Friday, praising God and hearing what thus said the Lord to get our day started off right. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And I'll come back and just kind of say thank you to some of you throughout the month, just thanking you because I heard your messages and I jotted them down. Thank you all so much. I love you and God bless you. Pastor V and I will continue to bless the Lord and pray for you. Back to you, Pastor V.
All right, and we love you, and we're so sorry for some of you who weren't able to get in, but we have our time constraint, but we thank you for trying to call in and just let Dr. PK know at a later time, or just as you text her. But I'm so glad so many of you all were able to get in on this your special day. Let's close in prayer. Spirit of the living God, we first celebrate you. We thank you on this wonderful Wednesday that you've allowed us the opportunity, the platform, and the place to come each and every day to glorify your name. Now, thank you for this daughter of Zion that you've given us, who has been a magnificent blessing in all of her life. So we ask that you bless her that 100-fold in her life today. Let her feel the love from coast to coast, north to south, east to west, of how much she's loved and appreciated. And first, with this Master's Call family, Let her feel our love and continue to feel all of our prayers. Now, Father, as we leave this call, but never your presence, we go out understanding that because you have been merciful and shown us grace and have blessed us, we are determined, focused, and faithful to go out and be a blessing to others. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, amen. Happy birthday, Dr. PK. Have an awesome day to our TMC family. Love and appreciate you. And we're rushing over now to be on our Awareness Wednesday with the Flanagans on this Wednesday. Have a blessed day. Bye-bye.